Unit 8. Body language.
People use more than just words to communicate. In fact, some researchers claim that less than half of a spoken message's real meaning is in the words used in the message. They say that most of a message's meaning comes from understanding how the speaker uses things like tone of voice and body language. Body language includes such things as the expression on the speaker's face, gestures the speaker makes with his or her hands, and the position of the speaker's body. Just as there are many different languages spoken around the world, there are many different ways for people to use body language, too. For example, gestures may imply different meanings in different cultures. Making a thumbs-up sign in America means great. However, in Arab cultures, this gesture is extremely offensive. And in India, if listeners want to show speakers that they understand, the listeners will move their heads from side to side. In many Western countries, a similar gesture means no. Although many gestures can be interpreted differently by different cultures, there are also many gestures that are almost universally interpreted the same way. For example, by and large, a smile is understood as a sign of friendship or goodwill around the world. Also, using an open hand to gesture towards something is viewed as polite or friendly in most cultures. There are also some forms of body language that can be universally read with the meaning, "I am interested in you," or "I like you." Sometimes this kind of body language is used unconsciously between two people. These signs of interest include standing or sitting with both feet flat on the ground, mirroring or using the same gestures as the other person, and turning one's body to fully face the other person. In addition, a person's pupils will automatically become wider when they are interested in another person. Body language that can be read with the meaning, "I am not interested in you," or "I don't like you," may include the following gestures: looking down or looking in another direction, leaning away from a person, crossing one's arms or legs, or tapping a foot or finger. Body language experts point out one important thing. The person's culture is only one factor that can influence his or her use of body language. The time and place where the body language is being used can have a lot to do with a person's body language. If the person has had a bad day, or if a meeting takes place in a crowded place, the body language a person uses may be very different than under other circumstances.